Alright, so we're going to start by just closing up the last Gemara we've been working on. And just introduce the next Sugya. I don't think most people got through the Gemara and the Makoros about Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Anybody get through that? Some, partially, mostly. Okay, I have more Marmakomos if you want to see more. But we'll that's what we'll do today. So just let's just chazer briefly the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin that we've been holding it for a bit now. So the Gemara talks about how you had the shofar and the chatzotros. That's what they had, and we're going to see in the Gemara, second half of the Shir, the second half of Seder, we're going to see when this is true. The Gemara says only in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you wear the shofar and the chatzotros together. The Gemara has the kasha, somewhere has kasha on that. How can you have shofar and chatzotros together? What's the problem? You can't hear two sounds. And we discussed at length what that means exactly. Do you have to hear both? Do you have to hear one? But two sounds are a problem. Okay, the Gemara's first answer to that question, let's just say it this way. The Gemara's eventual answer to that question, why is it a problem of Trey Kali Lomish Damai? Two different people and Chaviv, right? So those, that combination of factors, two different people and something that's Chaviv, something that's precious, you're excited to hear, maybe because it's new. So those are, maybe because it's new, maybe because it's precious, for whatever reason. So those are reasons why you can hear the sound of the shofar and the chatzotros, even though normally we don't say that. Fine. And in the interim, the Gemara had suggested a different answer. What answer did the Gemara suggest? How could you hear, why isn't it a problem with Trey Kol HaMishamai with the shofar and the chatzotros? What did the Gemara suggest? Marech b'shofar. So if you go longer with the shofar, so then you're going to hear the shofar, right? Because at the end of the day, you'll blow the shofar and chatzotros together. In the end, you'll just have the shofar. What issue does the Gemara raise with that? You're only hearing the end. What the Gemara calls mitzas. Lashon of the Gemara is mitzas tkiya. Is that the lashon of the Gemara? Or sof tkiya. Sof tkiya, the Rishonim call it mitzas tkiya. They only hear part of the tkiya. You're only hearing the very end of the tkiya. So that would be, answer only works if that's the case. Because Trekali, when you hear the shofar and the chatzotros at the same time blowing, you can't hear the shofar. But if you go longer with the shofar, you can hear the shofar. And we're saying that's good, even though it's only the end and you haven't heard the beginning. Okay. And what eventually does the Gemara with what case does the Gemara reject that? The Gemara says that can't be. Can't be that it's okay to hear part of the tekiah. Why? Which case? In the pit. You blow into a pit. Why? What happens in that case when you blow into a pit? You call the kol havara is a problem, but what happens first? What's the first thing you hear? Before you hear the echo, you hear the shofar. So the echo is a problem because then you're not hearing the shofar. But why isn't it enough to just hear the beginning of the shofar before you hear the echo? So Gemara says, you see from here that you got to hear the whole thing. So one question that the Shulchan Aruch raises. The Shulchan Aruch raises this question, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, is the following issue. When we say you have to hear the whole thing, what does that mean you have to hear the whole thing? Does it mean, what is the whole thing? Translate, or explain what it means, the whole thing. What is the whole thing? So is the sound, but the question is it the sound, as Eitan's saying, is the sound from beginning to end, or is it the whole shir? In other words, when we keep on saying hearing the beginning, hearing just a part of it, what is the issue with hearing a part of it? Is the issue that you're not hearing enough of the sound? Because we're going to learn, we might not get to it together, but in the fourth parak, Mishnayos of the fourth parak talk about how there's a certain shear for the shofar. The shofar has to, you have to hear the sound of the shofar for a certain amount of time. Let's call it 2 seconds. The tki is 2 seconds long. So let's say the tki is 3 seconds long. So now, say that, you know, the pit case or the case of extending the shofar is the problem that you're not hearing a tekiah for 3 seconds, you're only hearing a tekiah for half a second, or is the problem that you haven't heard the beginning and ends of that tekiah? So that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes first says that it's a problem even if you hear the amount of time. Now we're not blowing into pits and we're not blowing chatzotros, but the more common case the Mishnah Berurah quotes is what happens if you come late to shul, you're outside, you go to the bathroom, and you come in the middle of tekiah. This can actually happen. So you come here, or whatever, for whatever reason, you only heard part of the sound. Let's say, actually, this happened once. No, it didn't. It almost happened. My son, one time, we were in YU for Rosh Hashanah, and you know, there's a break in the, you know, between the sounds of tekiah, true tekiah, and I think Rav Jared might have been there. And in the middle of the, in between the two sounds, all of a sudden you heard a perfect sounding doo coming up from the women's section. So it was my son imitating the shofar. He was like two or three at the time, a perfect motion, as a perfect imitation of the sound of the shofar. But at the end of the day, it's not really the sound of the shofar. So if you would hear that block of the sound, and then you hear, or someone coughs, you know, all these things happen. So you hear a sound, and you miss the beginning of the sound, and then you hear enough time, you hear 2 seconds or 3 seconds, whatever the shear is, you hear the amount of time of the shofar, but you didn't hear the very beginning. So that's exactly the shaila. Very common shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah says it should be the same case if you come in the middle, or for whatever reason didn't hear part of it. Actually, in the Shaar Tzion, he says maybe that's even better than some other Trey Kali case, but the Mishnah Berurah definitely presents the same case. And the Shulchan Aruch says, the first day the Shulchan Aruch says, is that you're not Yotze with that. Yesh Omrim, that you would be Yotze. But the Svara would be, as the Avnei Nezer explains, that the mitzvah of the shofar is, the Yerusha quotes, I get a chance to look it up, but the Yerusha quotes here from the Avnei Nezer, is that the blowing of the shofar is, it's not a sound for a certain amount of time, it's the beginning to the end. There's a shear of it, but the tkiyas shofar is from the beginning until the end. And so the Shulchan Aruch, Stam v'Yeshomim, the general rule in the Shulchan Aruch is if you have, first he presents one opinion, then he says Yeshomim another opinion. The halacha is like the first opinion, as the Mishnah Berurah notes. And so if you're in charge one day, you're the rabbi or the Baal Tekeah, so you got to know this halacha. And then, or it also makes sure you're there on time and makes sure you're very quiet to hear the beginning and the end sound of the shofar. And the Mishnah Berurah, though, concludes that if this would happen, you wouldn't make it. Let's say, you know, you'd miss the beginning. Somehow the bracha would be off. You wouldn't make another bracha if you heard a shofar this way. Let's say, you know, you came in and you heard this. So since the other opinion, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that you are yotze with this, you would not make a bracha. However, lichatchila should really be that you don't hear any sound and you hear the entire shofar from beginning to end. Okay, that's one issue. Next issue is, what about a trua? What do you say about a trua in this issue? We saw the Ritva. So the Ritva quotes a possibility that, okay, let's say we're going with the first day in Shulchan Aruch. You got to hear from beginning to end. So Tekiah, it's easy. What's the beginning? The beginning is when the sound starts. The end is when the sound stops. What's the beginning and the end of a trua? So let's say they're 15. They're 15 tutus. Most of the time they don't get 9. So let's say 9 is really actually loved off, it's the amount of time. But let's say they go longer. So now take that case. You hear go longer, you miss the very beginning. Same case. My son's making noise, or you cough, or you come in late. And you hear the amount of time, the 9, we'll call it 9 sounds. You hear 9 sounds from sound 3 to sound 11. 12. Right, okay.
Well, what? Maybe you could say, as long as you get the full shear, because each, since it's separated, it's like it has its own beginning.
Very good. So that's the Ritva quotes a possibility that here with the Trua, you do have the beginning and the end, because it's broken up, each sound. So you have the beginning and the end, and therefore it'd be fine. That's the quotes a possibility. However, I have that sheet somewhere. But, oh, this is mine. Okay. The Ritva quotes Yesh Omrim that your Yotze b'mixas Trua, Kevin Shu called Nishbar, because it's a broken sound. Hare Yesh Chilav Asop, Dem Tziyas, and you're going to have a beginning and end, even though you're in the middle of the sound. Vim Shamayam Gashir Yotze, and you hear the amount, the shear, your Yotze. V'cheinash Rabbeinu Agadol. Who's Rabbeinu Agadol for the Ritva? I think it's the Ramban. Ramban? Aval b'Yerushalmi hishvu din trua l'tkiya b'zeh. However, he says Yerushalmi equates them. The royal lahachbir came in chain ahead of the first b'gemara d'ilan. One should be machbir, since there is no indication. Our gemara doesn't make a distinction, right? We didn't know that our gemara was necessarily talking about tkiya or true. It wasn't so clear in our gemara. The gemara makes no distinction, and so says the Ritva. There's no reason to be makel on the shaila. What the svar is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the svar. It was a pretty good svar, no? Anybody have an idea? It was pretty good. You know, you hear 3 through 12. That's hearing the beginning and the end. I'm not sure if the Yerushalmi means a low plug. You know, we don't want to make any distinctions. That it says his hishvu didn't true with the tkiya. I don't know if he means like halachically they're the same, and it's really actually the first sound is the beginning of the trua, or we don't want to make things confusing and say, oh, this one it's okay to miss the beginning, this one's not okay to miss the beginning. I'm not clear, I didn't see that discussed. But at the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, this is not even mentioned, and presumably the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the Ritva's conclusion, that we shouldn't distinguish between the two sounds. Okay? And just to clarify, like the Ritva points out, we rejected this possibility in answering the Trei Kali. We didn't go with this possibility of having to mix us from having the extended tkiya. We said Trei Kali solved by another issue, and the issue of hearing part of the tkiya is a problem. You cannot hear part of the tkiya, which leads to our discussion that we just had now about how much time, and as well the trua. Okay, Ad Kan for the first chelik of the shir, and now we can move on past the Trei Kali part. Let's move on to the Gemara. Does everyone open your Gemara for a second? So the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots right in the middle of the page. So the Gemara gets into discussing what we have in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that on fast days, so okay, yeah, we discussed already the shape, but on fast days it says you cover the mouthpiece with silver, and on Rosh Hashanah it's with gold. So why is why should we have a distinction between silver and gold on fast days and Rosh Hashanah? What's the answer? That's the second answer. First answer? I know, always think money, it's good. Second answer, first answer? The what? Chatzotros Kesef, right? Iba Yseima Kol Kinufya de Kesef Hu Dixiv Aselchashte Chatzotros Kesef. What parsha is that in? You might know. Safer by Mirar Parsha. Okay. Parsha Baloscha. In Parsha Baloscha, the Torah goes through all the chatzotros and how you gather the people. Kinuthio, as we've seen that word before, means gathering. So gathering are done with Kesef, and we said, what's the purpose of the shofar on fast days? To gather for what purpose? Tshuva, tefillah, right? So the Rashi had told us on the Mishnah that on fast days we use the shofar to gather, use the shofar, combination to gather people. Okay. Vibai same in the second answer, Torah chasam amonam she Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Torah, you know, Hashem doesn't want us to spend so much money, and therefore the Torah does not have us make it gold all year round. To which the Gemara asks, well, why don't we make it silver on Rosh Hashanah also? What's the answer to that? Gemara says, so, the Gemara says, Hasam nami neva de kesef. Why don't we say there too on Rosh Hashanah and make it silver? So, afilachi kavod yantif adif. Fine. Kavod yantif adif. Because of kavod yantif, we go with the gold. Okay, we can spend a little extra on yantif. Not going to get into these details. Now the Gemara goes on to say now, and here's what I want to focus on for a minute. The Gemara says, I'm Rapapa Bar Shmuel. Five lines after the wide lines get wide. Rapapa Bar Shmuel Savar Lemevad Uvdo Kimas Nisin. He wanted to do Uvdo Kimas Nisin, meaning he wanted to practice like our Mishnah. He was the Rav of the Shul. And he said, let's do like our Mishnah. What is it? What's the context here? What are we talking about? Who saw Rashi? Lemevad Uvdo Kimas Nisin. And what do you want to do like our Mishnah? Gilad, you could chime in from back there. What do you want to do with our Mishnah? Chatzot and Shofar. He went to Shul, he's the Rav of the Shul. He learned the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Chatzot and Shofar. Let's go. Let's blow them together. Let's do it. So Amar Le Rava, Lo Amru El Ben Mikdash. Rava says, no, that was only said in the Mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you have the Shofar and the Chatzotros together. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa says this as well. Bamedvar Mamurim. What is our Mishnah talking about? The Mikdash and the Mikdash of the Gvulin, Mokom Sheish Chatzotros Ein Shofar in the Gvulin, meaning outside the base of Mikdash, in a place where you have a shofar, you don't have Chatzotros, you have Chatzotros, there's no shofar. So on fast days, you only have Chatzotros. And Mokom Sheish Shofar Ein Chatzotros. And a place where you have a shofar, namely Rosh Hashanah, you don't have Chatzotros. And the Gemara continues, V'chein Hinig, Rabbi Techalafta B'tzipori, and this was what they did in the Paskin of Tzipori, Rabbi Chananya Ben Chadir Mesichni. Okay, fine. So, just stopping here for a second, the question that I want you guys to look into, and I have some armakomas for this, is what does this mean exactly? It sounds pretty straight, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, you blow the shofar and the katzotzes together. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you only use the shofar. Sounds pretty straightforward. But the Gemara already, so all the Gemara says is Mikdash, and that in and of itself could be a reason for pause, as you'll see. If you go on, then the Gemara says the following interesting line: Kishba davar etzel chachamim. When it came to the chachamim, amru, they said, lo ayunogin kein el b'sharei mizrach u'bahar abayis b'vad. He says that they only did it in the sharei mizrach, in the eastern gates, and Har HaBayis alone. Those only places where they practiced this idea of shofar and chatzotzos together. So what are these terms exactly? What's the relevance of sharei mizrach and Har HaBayis? And finally, concluding here, the Gemara gives the source for all this. Amar Rava v'Tamar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, my Kra'ah, what is the source of this? Dichsiv b'chatzotzos, the kol shofar, hariu livnei HaMelech HaShem. We'd say this in Lecha Dodi every week. So, b'chatzotzos the kol shofar, the chatzotzos and the shofar. In what context is that described? Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, before Hashem. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, who debein chatzotzos b'kol shofar, aval ba'amalo. When you're lifnei HaMelech, there's no greater place of lifnei HaMelech more than the Beis HaMikdash. That's when you need both of them together. However, everywhere else, then you would not have them together. So that's what Gemara says. That's the source. The question now to see, as you have on the Marmakomos, the Rambam and the Aruch Laner, and some other sources, another place in the Rambam where we find these terms and see how to define them. So that's the issue at hand to discuss. Take a look at the Marmakomos to try to work out exactly what are the details here. And as an aside, if you have extra time, you can look at the Rambam in Hilchos Taneios and the Lecha Mishnah. That's in the first bracket. And that's a side point that the Rambam leaves out some of the other details of our Mishnah. So Lecha Mishnah goes through why the Rambam would leave out some of the things. You know, the Rambam doesn't mention gold, and so that's it also is discussed by the Lecha Mishnah. So we'll continue with that today, and if you finish through all these Marmakomos, I have another sheet that you can go on to.